Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. This is our winter membership drive. We'll get back to that in a moment. Today, more than 70 million Americans ages 50 and older, 4 out of 5 older adults, suffer from at least one chronic condition. Diabetes, high blood pressure, osteoarthritis, chronic headaches, and more. The results are decreased quality of life and exorbitant health care costs. In fact, more than 2/3 of America's health care costs involve treating chronic illnesses among older Americans. So, what if we had the power to change the odds in our favor? Dr. Joel Furman, a family physician, nutritional researcher, and author, says we can live longer, use fewer medications, and improve our overall health dramatically by eating a nutrient-rich diet. The issue, Dr. Furman says, isn't about willpower, it's about knowledge. Dr. Furman is actively involved in scientific research in human nutrition as discoveries on food addiction and human hunger have changed the scientific landscape regarding hunger and appetite control. He laid it out in his first groundbreaking book, Eat to Live. He joins us now to talk about his latest books. Welcome to the show, Dr. Joel Furman.
Oh, good morning. It's great to be here.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. And as I said earlier, this is our winter membership drive. Make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour is $3,000. We can meet the goal with your help. Online pledges count toward the goal, too, at WOSU.org. And with a pledge of support at the $195 level, our thank you gift to you will be the Incredible Health Combo. This combo package includes the 3 steps to incredible health, 2-book set, 6 DVDs, a Get Started workbook, and a website membership. Get this great combo package offered by Dr. Joel Furman and support public radio for a pledge of $195. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Dr. Furman, your books are dedicated to every American who is suffering with chronic disease. The health combo that I just talked about, it's not just for someone who wants to lose weight. It's geared toward everybody, anyone who wants to improve their health and needs a nutritional boost.
Well, you know, you said exactly. I mean, you started to say that's for everybody suffering with chronic disease. Let me clarify that. And that is that if you eat a similar diet to other Americans, and we call it the standard American diet, or SAD, that automatically will have you having heart disease, high blood pressure in your future. In other words, a person can't escape from the biological laws of cause and effect. And if you eat the way other Americans eat, you're going to develop the same diseases other Americans get, and that's, of course, prone to heart attacks and strokes. You develop high blood pressure, be put on medications eventually. You'll eventually lose brain function and develop Alzheimer's disease or Parkinson's or some mental disorder as you age. You might even be stroked out of a nursing home. And you'll also get cancer in your cells. By the time you get elderly, almost all Americans have cancer cells. In other words, it's not just the people diagnosed with breast cancer and prostate cancer that have prostate cancer and breast cancer. Almost all elderly men and women have breast cancer and prostate cancer. Just in an early stage, it's not visible to the human eye and can't be diagnosed yet. The point I'm making here is that certainly we can reverse diabetes, we can reverse heart disease, we can put a person's blood pressure back to normal, and for a person with a chronic degenerative illness that's even life-threatening, they have to, you know, learn about my approach and get well and not take such gambling with their life at stake when they could be well. But for everybody else who doesn't have a severe diagnosis, they're potentially taking, you know, 20 years off their life with eating the way other Americans eat, and taking the drugs you get from doctors, which simply are, it's simply bizarre and medieval. The fact that we're, you know, it's like taking your car to the mechanic with the light flashing the dashboard, needing oil, and he cuts the wires. They can't see it flashing. They don't remove the cause. They don't get rid of the atherosclerosis. They don't have the person lose weight and get rid of the glucose problem. They just cover it up with a medication, which in most cases leads to more disability, more disease, more drug side effects in an earlier lifespan, and a shorter lifespan, not a longer lifespan. We worship the medical profession, and we have this mythical belief system that it's extending our lifespan dramatically when it's absolutely not. Yet, nutritional science in recent years, and of course the accumulation of nutritional science collected over the last 50 years and in the recent 10 years, has gotten to the point now where we can dramatically extend human lifespan, have nobody have a heart attack, have nobody have a stroke, protect people from getting demented, and finally win the war on cancer. Why not take advantage of this modern nutritional science right now? And shouldn't every American be aware of this? Shouldn't every American have the opportunity to be protected? Shouldn't every American have the knowledge to share with their loved ones, their families, their friends? And shouldn't we save the American economic system and our damaged healthcare system that's causing so much human tragedy and unnecessary suffering? So I'm saying, yes, this information is absolutely essential for Americans. And obviously, I'm so grateful for PBS for enabling, you know, with non-commercial messaging to be able to get this message out to the public that we have enough information today, enough good, solid science to offer people dramatic life extension and protection against these serious diseases.
Before we move on to what you recommend, what is the standard American diet, just so people know where they stand in that score? What is it?
Well, when we look at food consumption data, you know, put out by the U.S. government, we find that, believe it or not, it sounds almost crazy, but Americans are eating 62% of calories from refined or processed foods. That means foods like oil and pasta and white bread and white flour and sugar and soft drinks and breakfast bars and chips and cookies and whatever kind of junk people are eating. So junk food is 62%. Animal products are about 27% of total calories. 10% is produce, but that includes white potato products. And then about 3% is whole grains. So Americans are eating, you know, we couldn't design a better diet style to kill people had it been designed by the Taliban or something. You know, it's like if we put the best scientists in the world trying to get people obese, sickly, get cancer, and die early of heart disease and strokes. And of course, that's what we have seen in the last 50 years. We've seen, since the 1940s, we've seen cancer rates skyrocket and continue to climb year after year in an upward direction, and we're exporting this way of life all over the world. So cancer rates are still climbing, since the 1900, you know, 100 years ago, heart attack rates have steadily climbed in this country. The point is that it's to a point of having a national crisis, and this national crisis is affecting our economic well-being, because no way any country could support the medical needs of so many sick people.
You know, you talk about the environmental factors when it comes to cancer, and what often is, we often think about pollution and that sort of thing, but you're talking about what we do to ourselves.
That's right. The number one pollution and our number one exposure to toxic metabolites that cause cancer is in the foods we eat. Not in the air we breathe, of course. I'm not advocating pollution, but I'm saying that that our biggest ability to lower cancer rates and protect ourselves, obviously, is through the diet we're eating. That's our biggest exposure to chemical compounds in the outside environment, and our biggest exposure to anti-chemical compounds in the natural environment is through foods we eat, of course. The things we can do to counter exposure to chemicals and to enable the body to repair and to remove toxic things that we're exposed to. So the key here is that impressive results from scientific studies in showing that cancer can be prevented through optimal nutrition.
My guest is Dr. Joel Fuhrman. He's research director of the Nutritional Research Project. He's also an author of several books, including 3 Steps to Incredible Health, Learn It, Live It, and You'll Love It, and 3 Steps to Incredible Health, Volume 2, Relish It in Your Kitchen. I want to remind folks that you're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $195 and pick up the 3 Steps to Incredible Health combo, which includes 2 books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more. Call 1-866-897-9678, and our volunteer operators standing by just a few walls away from me will take your questions. Thanks to Robert in Columbus, and thanks to John in Powell. We have $2,800 to go this hour. Thanks so much for your support of public radio. If you have a question or comment for Dr. Fuhrman, we welcome those as well. Give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. You can also go to the All Sides with Ann Fisher Facebook page and contact us there with your question or comment. Thomas in Gahanna, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Thomas.
Hi, Ann. Thank you. I enjoy the show, and I just had a question for the doctor. He mentioned that physicians are making the mistake of overprescribing medication for long-term illnesses or chronic illnesses. And my question for him is, at what point does the physician recognize that personal discipline in the patient is lacking, and that prescription of medication really is how to keep the patient alive, which is the doctor's mandate, is it not? And I'll take my answer off the air.
Okay. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you.
It seems to be an intelligent and complicated question, obviously. The question is, like, you know, what's the right way to physicians to inform people in a progressive and effective manner? And I think, Thomas, it has to do with informed consent. Let me give you a few examples here, okay? If you go to see a cardiologist and does a stress test and it comes back abnormal and he puts you on medications and then puts you into an angioplasty or bypass surgery and never informing or telling you that you had an option, because and telling you this about the study, the information, that with stable angina and coronary blockages, that angioplasty or bypass surgery does not extend lifespan or produce lowering the rate of future heart attacks. So the person wasn't said, you know, these procedures may relieve your pain or for a short period of time, but they have certain risks associated with them, and they're not as effective as changing your diet and losing weight and exercise. And should you make a more, more complete and, you know, aggressive dietary change, here's what you should do. And, you know, certainly I'll with you and support you and follow your progress. But see, that's the way that will afford you the opportunity to remove the cause of this illness and not just cover it up. You know, where I'm saying the medications and even these medical procedures act as permission slips. In other words, the medication is a subconscious way the person gets the impression that they're going to medication is going to take care of them. They're going to lower their glucose with diet with medications. They're going to lower their blood pressure with medications. They're going to lower their cholesterol, and it takes away their personal responsibility. The problem is the person wasn't informed that the medications to lower glucose cause weight gain and make you more diabetes. They weren't informed that glucosinurias can push the beta cells in the pancreas to overwork themselves and become pooped out, maybe shortening your lifespan or creating those risks. They're not informed that as they get older, diastolic blood pressure lowers as systolic increases, and taking multiple medications for lowering blood pressure pushes this diastolic too low, increasing the risk of arrhythmia and increasing the risk of sudden cardiac death, and that medications for blood pressure lowering by themselves have very poor data showing they have dramatic increases in life expectancy. As a matter of fact, most people after taking blood pressure medications for 20 years or more due to very high blood pressure only extend their lifespan by 2 to 3 months. The point here, Thomas, is that nutritional interventions are so incredibly more effective than conventional medications and procedures that it's not even comparable. And without really giving people without giving them a lot of information, and without perhaps giving them pamphlets, videos, booklets as to explain why medications should not be the first line of defense against these illnesses, people are just taking these medications by the droves, and everything's fed into this huge medical pharmaceutical complex, all the effects are a sickly population with healthcare expenses, billion-dollar interventions that don't do very much, and people totally confused and misdirected into how they should care for their health. So even though I'm not saying that medical doctors don't do things that are important in emergencies, and I'm not saying there never is the proper use of medication in certain cases, but well, I have to say in most cases, the vast majority of cases that medications are used, people aren't given adequate information to even know there's a better choice.
When you talk about informed consent, doesn't it start with the doctors? When I've talked to doctors, for instance, about an autoimmune disease, they've said, well, I bring up diet, they say, well, yeah, it might help. Just why don't you see what works? They seem as ignorant as the next person about dietary, you know, the dietary impact on disease.
I think that's an important point you're making, Anne, is that they don't have this expertise. They're not informed. They didn't learn about it in school, and it's not the focus of their career and their knowledge base. They're being, you know, what's the word? I'm not just hounded, but they're getting information from drug companies. The research they get is paid for and conducted by drug companies. And it's biased, and it's gone into journals who support it by drug companies, and the drug companies also, not just the drug companies, but, you know, the food manufacturers, even the government, and even the American Heart Association, American Cancer Society, American Diabetic Association, these people in charge of information are being supported by the Coca-Cola and the fast food companies and the American Dairy Council. And in other words, the point is that the money trail, you know, goes all over the place. And it's so, what's the word, it's so incredibly refreshing to be working with PBS or to be able to talk on PBS and not have what you say be condemned or affect or be said you can't say this or can't say that, be controlled by the commercial interests.
Well, it's not just a public media. I mean, I it's easy to Google what, you know, your name and what you say, and you'll find it on Lance Armstrong's website.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think that the internet has leveled the playing field a bit, but the point is that doctors don't have expertise in nutrition, and they should. And that's of course what I'm involved in, is doing research, training physicians, teaching people. You know, the more knowledge a person has, and the more they understand that making this type of change is not just going to be better their health, but it's going to better their enjoyment of life. They're going to have a healthy life expectancy where they're going to enjoy eating more, enjoy the pleasure of eating more, enjoy having their full mental faculties intact, enjoying their physical body that's not, you know, wrecked up and in pain. The point is here is that because of the way we've done things in the past, and I think even a physician has to, you know, even if Thomas is a doctor, listen to this, that is that the way we've been doing things now and doing things in the past has led to the fact that we spend, you know, five times as much on medical care in this country than any other country around the world, and we have the worst healthy life expectancy to show for it. We're not doing well. We don't have great outcomes as far as our population's health, and we have to. And it's important that we move forward and become more progressive. And this is not alternative medicine. We're not talking. This is I call it progressive. This is the way where medicine should, how it should be practiced. And this is information, you know, because. Because this is the way I look at it. We graduate from elementary school and junior high, high school, college, and then we go to professional school, get PhDs, doctorates, go to medical school. You know, and the most critical information people could have learned to control their health destiny, that should have been started in elementary school. We start out not learning it or learning it incorrectly. And sure, we learn about not smoking cigarettes. But, you know, the donuts, they actually condone and feed the selling Girl Scout cookies, selling candy for fundraisings, the donuts, the soccer games, bringing the junk food for the parents. It's that we start kids young becoming food addicts, never teaching them that this junk food we're feeding them is just as addictive, just as dangerous had we been bringing cigarettes to the soccer game or encouraging the use of cocaine. Nobody sees food addictions and sugar intake and junk food for what it is. It's poisonous. It's addictive. It's diabetes, it's obesity causing, it's heart attack causing, and it takes many, many years of a person's life. And we start, and whether it's the school, the churches, the whatever it is, we're not being educated, and actually this type of junk food consumption is actually encouraged modeled, you know what I mean?
This is our winter membership drive, and our goal is simple: to get your pledge of support at 1-866-897-9678 or online at WOSU.org. And in return for your pledge, we are offering you the 3 Steps to Incredible Health combo at the $195 level. I know it's hard to break away from listening to Dr. Joel Fuhrman, my guest this hour, but you can learn more about it if you make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678, and make that pledge of $195. And our gift to you, I want to tell you a little bit more about the books and about the package. The Volume 1 book will teach you how to prevent disease by living healthy and eating healthy. The book describes the steps that you need to take to learn, practice, and master the best possible self-care program. The book focuses on superior nutrition. I've been reading the book, and what it focuses on at first is just that informed consent we were talking about earlier, that first you need knowledge. Dr. Fuhrman doesn't say start this tomorrow. He says first read it and educate yourself, and the book does that. The Volume 2 book offers menu plans and more than 150 recipes. It focuses on a high-nutrient diet. The recipes include smoothies, juices, and blended salads, and also you get meal guides to healthy breakfasts, good-for-you main dishes, and even, yay, desserts. The combo is a great value for your contribution because you get 2 books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more. Make the call now, 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678, or you can go online to WOSU.org to our secure server and make your pledge there. Whatever you can afford, we appreciate. If you value public media, this is the time to show it. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now. And thank you so much for your support. Kelly in New Albany, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Kelly.
Hi. I had a question about ADHD and the link to diet. I have a young boy, and we've been looking into that diagnosis. And, of course, the first thing that was mentioned was the use of Ritalin and Adderall, and I very much opposed to that being the initial approach. And I have read about the link possibly between that, and I was wondering if you could expand on the link between diet and ADHD and what are some of the trigger foods that definitely affect children's behavior. And I can take my answer off the air.
Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kelly. And, you know, it's that obviously the causes of ADHD are multifactorial, meaning that they haven't even been all discovered yet. But one thing we actually think contributes is the diet eaten by the parents during pregnancy and even 2 years prior to conception. That, in other words, let me say this, that the diet we eat when we're throughout our whole life affects our health and our offspring's health. Even the diet we eat before we get pregnant affects the health of our offspring. And that the idea that a woman's diet is low in green vegetables and beans, which are rich in folate, and instead of telling women to eat more green vegetables to get their needed folate, we give them a pill called folic acid, which is synthetic. And this folic acid pill is just like giving the blood pressure medication or the diabetic medication to the person when they go to the doctor, because it's like we never get to the cause. We never tell the person with high blood pressure to eat right, lose weight, and cut the salt out of the diet and exercise. We tell them to take a pill. The same thing with women, you know, to reduce birth defects. We give them a synthetic folic acid, and now we're finding out that women who took folic acid during their pregnancy, when they should have been taking folate from real food, have a higher rate of breast cancer later on in life and have children with more infections, allergies, and ADHD. And then there's also a link between the lack of green vegetables in the diet, between the incidence of childhood cancer, so the folic acid pill, which is another permission slip for women who should be eating healthy and eating a high folate diet. Folate is not the same thing as folic acid. Folate is what you get in real food, and folic acid is what you get in the pill. All right, just that as a preface now to answer Kelly's question. Once the child has ADHD, we want to feed him a diet rich in green vegetables and beans to be on a high folate diet to help fix the brain, which has a lot of lutein, and so we isothiocyanates. In other words, we want him to be on a healthy diet. It's not just the sugars and the yeast-forming foods and the food preservatives and the food colorings that trigger ADHD. It's also the lack of micronutrients in the body's tissues that are important for normal brain function. And that nutrient density in the tissues doesn't happen in eating healthy for a week. It has to be eating healthy for many, many months to achieve those fixes. Also, taking better omega-3 fatty acids, taking like DHA and EPA. DHA and EPA are commonly known as fish oil, and now we have purified DHA and EPA available in vegan sources made from lab-grown algae that are environmentally friendly. And so people can take, you know, and that's been shown to be helpful. Light therapy, morning light therapy, because we're living in a dark environment, northern climates. And when we live in indoors, we don't have the proper axis of serotonin and melatonin. So sleeping in a very dark room at night and then waking up to sunlight and using a therapeutic light if you're in a northern or winter climate and exposing the child and yourself, you know, to a bright light for 10 minutes in the morning before or during breakfast. Is also helpful, as is exercise, regular exercise, and one-on-one training. And in other words, cooping the child up in a classroom situation, making them sit around all day, isn't conducive for these children to grow and learn and get well. And we have to sometimes modify the classroom environment to fit their needs, rather than giving them medications that may cause growth retardation, increased risk of cancer later on in life, or cause some other long-term food addiction or obesity or increase, you know, whatever the risk may be. There's so many better ways to address this than just conveniently drugging them. So the point is we want to remove the cause and give them and maximize their environmental opportunity to reach their full potential.
I want to get to some great questions from some callers, but first I want to remind you that this is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher, and we need our listeners to support our station, 89.7 NPR News, and All Sides with Ann Fisher. Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $195 and pick up the 3 Steps to Incredible Health combo. It includes 2 books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more, and it is a great value and will help you improve your life and learn to lead a healthier lifestyle. And win-win. You'll be supporting public radio. Pick up this combo as your thank you gift for a pledge of $195. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. You can use it yourself and then share it with a family member or friend. It's a $195 pledge that keeps on thanking, you know, it's a thank you gift that thanks you over and over and over again because it's something that you use for the rest of your life. We have $2,650 to go thanks to Sam in Clintonville. Pick up the phone right now, make the call, or go online to WOSU.org. Make that pledge right now and pledge what you can afford. We appreciate whatever you can show and offer us in your support for public media and 89.7 NPR News. But at the $195 pledge level, our gift to you, the 3 Steps to Incredible Health Combo. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call to make that pledge. Maggie from Clintonville, welcome to the show, Maggie.
Thank you. It's very exciting for you to have Dr. Furman on. I have a question for him. I was staged at 4.5, which I didn't know existed, but with a very advanced breast cancer in 1998, and I got online and convinced myself from everything I read that my problem was really my immune system more than it was the cancer itself. I went to a local cancer hospital, and it really had a very discouraging experience in terms of the oncologists being almost mocking of me in my desire to radically change my diet and my lifestyle. And they said, you know, what I needed was high-dose chemo. My question for you, Dr. Furman, is how does one as a patient confront, I don't know if confront's the word, but at least deal with this sort of attitude that is prevalent, especially among, in my experience, among oncologists, although I don't think it's unique to them. I think it's just part of medical training these days. How does one deal with that?
It's a good question. Maggie, that's your name?
Yes.
Maggie, that's a great story. So 15 years ago you had advanced breast cancer and today you're fine?
Yes. Thanks to you and Hippocrates Institute in Florida.
Oh, that's really fantastic. That's really wonderful. Could you email me your story?
I would be delighted to, yes. And I don't want to discount the fact that I did, in fact, have high-dose chemo. But honestly, it nearly killed me. But I don't want to discount the fact that it undoubtedly contributed something to the fact that I'm alive today. I mean, I want to be completely mm-hmm. fair.
Well, that's Maggie. Well, at least, you know, the good thing is that you're alive and well, and we're all happy to hear from you and hear that you're doing so well. That's the important thing.
Well, the important thing in my life has been that I discovered you. I discovered Hippocrates. And also a place called Hallelujah Acres. I went there also.
Really?
And they had all of your videotapes.
Right,
and
right.
I devoured each one of them because they just made so much sense to me on a very fundamental level.
Well, and to answer your question is that obviously we do have, you know, studies today. We have studies to show that the dramatic effects of green vegetables on preventing cancer and onions and mushrooms and flax seeds, for example, on giving people a dramatic control over whether they get cancer or not. And some of the studies are done on women who have cancer. In other words, they have studies where they actually have women who have the diagnosis of breast cancer, and then they give them the flax seeds or the mushrooms, they give them the good diet, and then they do re-biopsy their breast tissue, and they follow up with time, and they follow up for 10 years, and the studies do show that the people that do the healthy behaviors and these superfoods that have anti-cancer effects have an anti-proliferative effect on breast cancer, and the cancers themselves become less aggressive, and in many cases there's more apoptosis. The word apoptosis means the death of cancer cells, that the body has, the immune system has the ability to recognize and attack, and we're actually learning some of the mechanisms via which, for example, mushrooms can have certain nutrients that are or chemicals in them called lectins that actually stick to abnormal cells, labeling them and like staying stuck onto the surfaces of abnormal cells, signaling the immune system to come in and attack and destroy that cell, and the angiogenesis effect. So I think the answer is with knowledge, and unfortunately, you know, a lot of doctors don't have this knowledge. So I think culling the you know, my books, you know, some of my books, literature, which has the references and the scientific studies and the, you know, in them. So, you know, to show to the doctor, because the doctors have to learn just like people have to learn. So whether you're sharing it with your lawyer or with your electrician or whether your school teachers or the physicians, there are a lot of physicians that are anxious and excited about learning this. You know, so I have a lot of physicians, by the way, who've called me and contacted me. They're putting they've gotten the Three Steps to Incredible Health combo, and they're putting it in their waiting rooms. And a lot of doctors,
wow.
Yeah, and a lot of doctors have been distributing my information to their patients. And a lot of doctors give, you know, so a lot of doctors have written me. They've changed their own life. They've lost weight. They've lowered their cholesterol. They're starting to use it in their practice. So even though it's the change is always slow in coming, but doctors are people just like everybody else, and they hear something good and something that's with a good scientific basis, and they can embrace it and can choose to modify their behavior and the behaviors of their patients. So they're often influential people, and they can. And a lot of them are ordering the books and reading this information and are excited about it.
Maggie, if you can hang on, we'll make sure that our call screener gets the information to you to email Dr. Furman. And Maggie, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, so hang on. 614-292-8513, that's the number to call to talk to Dr. Joel Furman, Research Director of the Nutritional Research Project, author of several books, including two that are a gift to you, among many other things, at the pledge level of $195. This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Every day, All Sides brings you in-depth conversations with newsmakers and interesting people in our community. And now we're asking you to put a dollar value on the news and information you hear on All Sides. Dr. Joel Furman is our guest today, and his Three Steps to Incredible Health System will help you learn to eat smart and eat healthy. The books in this package are described as must-reads for anyone interested in personal health or the health of a loved one. Get the combo of two books, six DVDs, and more for $195. Go online to our secure server at WOSU.org or talk to our volunteers at 1-866-897-9678. Our goal this hour was $3,000, and we have only $1,900 to go in the next, about 22 minutes. $1,900 to go. I want to say thanks to Alan in Pickerington and Sandra in Columbus and also Alicia in Worthington. We have $1,900 to go. I know we can make it. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org and help us out with whatever you can afford. We appreciate. Joyce in Columbus, you're on the air. Welcome to the show. Hi, Joyce.
Oh, hello. This is Joyce from Clintonville.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi. I'm 75. I take no medications at this point, and I just wonder to go on Dr. Furman's plan, it sounds like I'm going to have to empty out my whole house and spend the rest of my life looking at DVDs. Is it worth it?
Well, let's get to that. Maybe there's other. That's a good question. It's a good question. I was going to ask you too, Dr. Furman. Is there an age at some point, a cutoff age? But you can respond to Joyce.
Well, thanks, Joyce, for the call. That was very funny. Listening to me and listening and watching the DVDs, and, you know, it's educational, it's fun, and, you know, an education and advancing your knowledge base and learning things like this is fun. It's part of living your life, and we don't like to get to be older and just close ourselves off from the rest of the world and affecting people, having a positive effect on humanity and improving your own health too at the same time. So I don't know if you're going to live 25 more years or you're going to live 10 more years, but we know that at any age you could feel better. You could, and in the next 10 years of your life or 15 years of your life, here's the issue, is most Americans don't feel that well. And the last 10 years of their life is not spent in very good health. And however long you live, I want you to live your little last 10 years of your life feeling great, in excellent health, being off medications, and living your life to the fullest. So certainly, and I think that you're going to enjoy the six DVDs in that set. I think they're going to be so informative, you're going to see and they're going to be so interesting, and you're going to be so many people whose lives have been saved in the process, and how they did it, and you're going to enhance your enjoyment of life and of food, too. And you don't have to change over and throw everything out right now. I mean, that could be a gradual process as you learn to change your taste buds and learn some of the delicious recipes and desserts you're going to learn. I think it could be an exciting change for you. and something give you something interesting and to learn about, you know, if you were 65 or 25 or 85. And so to me, this is a real blessing. You know, I know they asked Jack LaLanne when he was 95, and Jack LaLanne, by the way, wrote me emails and letters and was following my nutritional protocols, and he lived to be 96, but he died of pneumonia, which we can talk about why people die of pneumonia, but it's, you know, but in any case, the point is that they asked him, Jack, how long do you think you're going to live, and how long do you want to live? And he said, well, I don't really care how long I live. I just want to be fully living the years that I'm alive. And you and I, Joyce, I'm so happy you're on no medications and you're feeling well and you are well, and we want to continue that. And that's the thing. We want to be fully living without, you know, the fear of cancer, the fear of heart attacks, being medically crippled, having, you know, who wants to have, like, kidney stones, gallstones, hemorrhoids, you know, having our chest split apart, reflux, and, you know, dialysis, and being in nursing homes after strokes, and being demented, and the risks and what happens to most Americans as they get older. It just isn't worth taking that risk with your life. It's just that's not even a life. I'd rather be dead than to have that happen to me, frankly.
Joyce, thanks for calling.
I hope I didn't bore her to death.
I don't know. She's okay. She's I don't think so. No. Well, she cared enough to call, so she could have been bored. Dr. Joel Fuhrman, Research Director of the Nutritional Research Project, author of several books, including two that are a gift to you along with other stuff in his program, Three Steps to Incredible Health. You can learn more about that. Go to WOSU.org at the $195 pledge level. It's our gift to you. You can learn more about the entire package if you give us a call. You can go online to WOSU.org and learn as well. Volume 1 book teaches you how to prevent disease by living healthy and eating healthy. Volume 2 book offers menu plans and more than 150 recipes. The combo is a great value for your contribution because you get two books, six DVDs, riveting DVDs, a workbook, and more. And you can share it with others. I love that idea. One of my producers suggested that. Thanks to Marjorie in New Albany, $1,500 to go. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call. We have $1,500 to go in just about 17 minutes. Make the call right now. Show your support for all sides. Show your support for 89.7 NPR News and everything you hear on our radio station. Ann in Clintonville, you're on the air. Welcome to the show, Ann.
Hi, good morning. And Ann, first, thank you so much for all you do for our community.
Thank you, Ann.
And Dr. Fuhrman, thank you to you from both my husband and me for all that you've done to help us. We've been vegan for over 20 years, and we have followed a very high vegetable diet and so forth, and are doing fine and have enjoyed very much the reinforcement that your work gives us. However, I just recently was told about the use of an algae supplement that is supposed to help one gain the benefits of the full spectrum of omega-3 fatty acids. Do you know anything about that? Can you advise us in that regard as to whether that's helpful for anyone who is vegan?
Sure. Well, generally speaking, there is a company in the United States that makes that grows algae under sterile and indoor conditions, you know, under clean conditions, and produces a DHA, and even now in recent times they're producing some EPA that's made from algae as well. So the point is that even vegans who desire to have nothing of animal origin, like no fish oil, can get a clean and effective source of EPA and DHA. So it may be true, and actually we're doing a study right now where we're recruiting non-supplemented vegans who have never taken EPA or DHA supplements to allow us to give them a gift and to take their blood test for EPA or DHA, to their fatty acid blood test, to see what the amount of ages where people become deficient and the prevalence of the EPA or DHA deficiency in a vegan population, in a non-supplemented vegan population. So, Anne, you might want to go on to nutritionalresearch.org and get more information about being part of that research project we're doing. I know that doesn't answer your questions. That's how you can help me. But let me tell you how I can help you is that, yes, DHA and EPA is made by a company in the United States and a few different supplement manufacturers buy it from this supplier and put it out into the public so public can utilize it. So should you be deficient, and I think it's conservative, and it's reasonable because some people do get better brain function, less chance of dementia, and better quality of life in their later years if they've had some EPA or DHA in their diet, especially as they got older. So, so good. So, Anne, I think it might be a good idea for you to take one of these algae-based supplements. It's all, you know, but it would help me out if you didn't start taking it immediately. If you allowed us to draw your blood first, and then and give you a gift, and as part of the research, and then you can take the supplement. You follow me?
And could you repeat the site that we go to get involved in that?
Yes, it's called nutritionalresearch.org.
Okay. Great.
NutritionalResearch.org. Oh, thank you, Anne.
All right. Thank you, Anne.
Thank you.
614-292-8513 is the number to call to speak with Dr. Joel Furman, my guest this hour, Research Director of the Nutritional Research Project. If you want to make that phone call to show your support for WOSU and 89.7 NPR News, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. We still have $1,500 to go in just about 15 minutes, a little over 14 minutes. Make the call right now. Don't wait. Let's make this goal, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. And once again, in return for your pledge of $195, we're offering you the 3 Steps to Incredible Health combo. Find out more about that by calling 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. Veronique, I think that's how to pronounce your name, in Dublin. You're on the air. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
I'm a family doctor and a loyal NPR member, and I think the show is called All Sides. And today it's feeling a lot more like an infomercial with testimonials and everything. And I'm a family doctor. I counsel patients every day on the importance of nutrition, and I believe life is about balance, and you balance a healthy lifestyle. And if that doesn't help, if that doesn't do the job completely, or if you need to work on your lifestyle and we need to help control your conditions with medication until you can get it under control, if that's possible, and I have lots of patients who've lived exemplary healthy lifestyles who are still get sick and still need medication. And I'm deeply concerned that patients will listen to this, stop their medication without talking to their doctor, and have bad consequences happen. I've seen it happen before, and it is, I'm just, if this were a fair show, that you would have someone on with Dr. Furman to be able to talk about the studies he's talking about and give the counter argument for it, because there are strong counter arguments.
Well, first of all, I just want to let you know that when Maggie called, we didn't ask her to call. She called on her own volition. But Dr. Furman, do you disagree with what the family doctor Veronique is saying?
Yes, I think it's quite silly, actually. First of all, I want to make it clear that this is not an infomercial. This is just me on the call. We've made no contact with any people and asked them to call. None of the people that called in have been anyone that we've recruited. So these success stories were totally just people, and the people that have called in and been doing had some benefits. I mean, they're just people that have called in. So this is and you're free. And is your name Veronique or Doctor? Sorry, I don't know your last name. Your name?
Oh, I'd rather not give
okay.
my last name.
Well, in any case, you are free to call in and to be part of the show and welcome your call and to be part of it, and just like anybody else could. So this is not an infomercial. This is a public broadcasting show, and you could certainly have the right, and I'm glad you're calling in to question or to critique or contradict. That's fine, and I could have the right to comment on you as well. So this is an open show, and we're excited. I'm excited to be here and to be part of this. Unfortunately, the reality is that I'm a board-certified family physician as well. And I'm a founding member of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine, and I'm a nutritional researcher, and I've practiced this for 20 years. And the problem is that most family doctors do not do what you do. They are not nutritionally balanced. They don't have a nutritional education. They don't give people the informed consent to make significant changes in their life. And the facts are is that food, the conventional American diet, is significantly addicting. And a person needs somebody with some behavioral and experience with addiction counseling, and to understand the nature and complexity of food addiction, and to understand and to teach people why drugs are not the answer to their chronic conditions. And yes, medications shouldn't be stopped suddenly. Of course not that. They shouldn't be stopped suddenly. But however, when people make a sufficient and effective lifestyle and nutritional change, if medications are not reduced appropriately or stopped, the person could be in trouble. And so it's important that doctors learn about this. For example, when a person adopts my, let's say, you know, my nutritarian approach, their diabetic medications usually has to be cut in half at the very first visit, or they become hypoglycemic. And doctors need to know exactly how to adjust medications to the nutritional changes. We don't want people becoming hypovolemic, meaning we don't want their blood pressure dropping too low and passing out because they're over-medicated. And doctors and patients aren't effectively educated as to the potential dangers of over-medicating with blood pressure medications. And doctors generally don't give them sufficient information on how effective nutrition can be. If you're one of those very rare doctors who do that, which I doubt it very much, then I applaud you. And there are lots of doctors who do that. And that's the mission here. The mission here is to have doctors and patients have the information and knowledge so they can make adequate, informed choices about their health, and to realize the one-sided viewpoint they've had from the medical profession in the past has caused a medical and healthcare crisis. And our physicians have not, our internists and family physicians have not done a great job in this. And they're somewhat backwards in their approach, and they're rushed, and they have to move patients in and out, and they're not being paid well and not educated well. And I'm not blaming anybody. I'm blaming society in general, that we've come to where we are today, where the American diet is simply so damaging, so disease-causing, and so dangerous. And I don't think that could be disagreed with. And the main criticism here is against the American diet and the way people are eating, and the way, and fast food and processed foods, and the way we bring, you know, we start feeding kids, you know, donuts and cookies, and what we bring to soccer games, and how parents are, you know, are what's the word, encouraging that, and because they're food addicts. So the point is, we have to train the parents and the kids and the doctors simultaneously, and we have to move society to a different level of nutritional knowledge and proficiency.
Veronique, go ahead, but I just want to say that it is all sides. That's why we put you on the air.
That, but usually you have a guest on at the same time.
I don't always, and it is a pledge drive, but I allow opposing views on as often and welcome them. So.
And I understand that, but for him to say he's not blaming the medical establishment, he just did. And I don't disagree that the American diet today is extremely unhealthy, and we all need to work together. But to say that nutrition alone is the solution to all of America's problems is just as dangerous as saying medication alone.
Dr. Furman, are you saying that nutrition alone, in your book when I was reading it, you do say that in some cases medication is the only way to treat for some people?
Well, of course, this, you have to look at each person individually and make a decision what's best for their life at the moment that they are. It may take people 2 years to get off medications. In certain conditions, they can't get off medications. But this doctor's putting words in my mouth that I never said, and clearly, I don't understand the nature of her call either. She's twisting things. You know, in other words, certainly I am saying that the vast majority of medication use in America is used inappropriately. I'm saying, except in emergency situations, that people shouldn't be using angioplasty and bypass surgery as being monitored their chronic atherosclerosis. That should be for emergency or very, very rarely used. I'm saying that there are 90% of our population over the age of 60 are on medications for blood pressure and cholesterol lowering. That is absolutely insane, and we have a growing diabetic populations where more and more diabetic medications are linked to weight gain and more diabetes, and people aren't adequately informed about what they should do, not to control the diabetes, to reverse it. I'm saying that nutrition is, generally speaking, much more effective than medication at getting people well, extending their lifespan, and there's no controversy here. This doctor is creating a controversy where none exists. Nutrition is simply much more effective than medication. That doesn't mean there's never a reason or a person that requires medication. But nevertheless, medication shouldn't be the first line of defense, and in the vast majority of cases, it is, even though doctors know that that's not best. They know people should change their diet, and they'll give the excuse. They'll say, oh, we know it will be better if they lost weight and they ate differently and exercised, but the patient's not willing to do that, and I'm not successful with my patient, so I have to give her the drugs. And I'm suggesting that take a relook at the information and education you're supplying that patient. And let's see if all people can't lose weight and get healthy when they're given proper education and information. This is a knowledge-based program. It's based on nutritional science. And I think if this physician, you know, you don't want me to mention your name, but if you learn more about nutrition and the power it would have to give your patients the power to comply, to enjoy, and to successfully lose weight, get rid of diabetes and their, and the need for medications, you would join me in the opinion that the vast majority of people wouldn't require medications and be much better without them. And that doesn't mean we're stopping them suddenly. This is a specialty at which we can, you know, give people nutritional information so they can slowly come off their medications because they simply don't need it anymore.
Veronique, family doctor in Dublin, thanks a lot for that call. We appreciate it. It is our winter pledge drive, no doubt about it. Make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Angela in Columbus and Karen in Pickerington and also Jen in Worthington. We have $800 to go in just about 4 minutes. $800, 4 minutes. I know we can do it if you just pick up that phone right now and help us make the goal. The goals help us stay on pace. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge right now at the $195 level. 3 steps to incredible health combo. That includes 2 books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more. Call right now and remember that any gift of $60 or more entitles you to the WOSU member card, good for discounts at more than 200 area restaurants and attractions. Pick up this great combo for a pledge of $195. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And make the pledge right now. Whatever you can afford, we appreciate. 1-866-897-9678. Dr. Furman, in the book, you talk about people easing into these things that you don't, because you acknowledge that it's hard to change these behaviors that many of us have grown up with our entire lives.
Well, that's right, Ann. In other words, there's no one specific way that works best for everybody. Some people, because of their addictions, need to cold turkey and to feel ill for a couple of days and then go on this because while they perpetuate their old habits, they're just going to be perpetuating their addictions. And for other people, a more gradual step-by-step approach works best for them. And I have both those approaches actually described in my books, and the 3 Steps to Incredible Health actually has 3 steps of dietary intervention. And you know that this type of intervention and this type of dietary information should be embraced by the community, embraced by physicians. It's an aid to help them, you know, to help them and to help people they're taking care of. And I think that there shouldn't be that kind of, you know, the edge of resentment. It is giving people enabling them to do their job better. Because what happens to doctors is they're getting disgruntled and not satisfied with their careers because people aren't getting better and they're getting heavier and sicker. And it's exciting to see people get well. And that's where there are so many doctors who are excited about this and enjoy the pleasure, the reward from seeing their patients actually get better and not needing medications anymore. That's, you know what I mean? That's exciting. You have a lot of doctors who be jumping up and down with thrill, with excitement when the person comes in. They've lost 15 pounds. Their blood pressure's down. They're not diabetic anymore. You follow me? It's exciting to see this happen.
This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News, and every day All Sides brings you the interesting conversations with fascinating people who are experts in their field, and just once a year, we ask you to put a value on that and make a pledge. Go to WOSU.org or call our volunteers at 1-866-897-9678. Our thank you gift to you at this hour is at the $195 level is the 3 Steps to Incredible Health Combo. It includes 2 books, 6 DVDs, a workbook, and more. Call right now. And remember that any gift of $60 or more entitles you to the WOSU membership card, good for discounts at more than 200 area restaurants and attractions. Pick up this great combo for a pledge of $195. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And thanks for all your support this hour at WOSU 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7. Dr. Joel Furman, thanks so much for your time today. We appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Dr. Joel Furman, Research Director of the Nutritional Research Project, also author of several books, including the 2-volume 3 Steps to Incredible Health. Thanks for listening. This is All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7. This is WOSU 89.7 and WOSU HD1 Columbus, streaming online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support for the Statehouse News Bureau stories on 89.7 come from the law firm of Porter, Wright, Morris, and Arthur LLP, helping businesses and individuals solve complex legal problems throughout Ohio, across the country, and around the world. On the web at porterwright.com.